Well, good morning, everyone. I'd like to go ahead and get started. I'm now calling this first Standing Advisory Group meeting of 2009 to order. But before I begin, I would like to turn the floor over to PCOB Chairman Mark Olson, who would like to make a few opening remarks.
Well, good morning also, and welcome. We have 11 new members of the SAG. And we'd like to, we recognized each of you who were there last night and would like to welcome you again to the meeting. I think all of you know that since the last meeting, Tom Ray left us to go back into the profession, as you folks call it, and we certainly miss him. Tom made a tremendous contribution to the, I think, to the PCAOB, and I think the standard setting in general. And but for this meeting, since his departure, Jennifer Rand has been named the acting chief auditor, and we will turn the meeting over to her. And we look forward to a very active participation from everybody this morning. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Mark. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for being here. It's my pleasure to serve as acting chairman of the Standing Advisory Group, and particularly as such a distinguished group of people. I'd like to also add my special welcome to the new and reappointed members of the Standing Advisory Group. In May of 2008, the board began soliciting nominations for members whose terms were expiring. The board received many nominations from both prominent and highly qualified persons from whom you were selected. Thank you for graciously accepting this appointment and to participate in this very important role at the PCAOB. I also want to thank all of those who have submitted nominations and especially thank the continuing members of the Standing Advisory Group and each observer organization for their continuing support and commitment and participation. So thank you. Finally, I also would like to recognize the contributions of Tom Ray. He provided outstanding leadership and direction in the standard-setting activities of the PCAOB, and I miss him, but I wish him well. Moving forward, there's a great deal that we want to accomplish here in connection with our standard-setting priorities, and you all do play a significant role with that. In October, we talked about our 2008 proposed standard-setting activities. We have begun making progress on those activities. I expect that we may likely bring some of those topics back for your consideration. A couple of them we are today at this meeting, one on engagement quality review and another on audit confirmations. And so we very much look forward to your input with respect to those projects. Another one is a new topic that we've added for discussion, was not on our list, but we're much going on with respect to going concern and the FASB's proposal, and look forward to your thoughts on what, if anything, we should do regarding our standards. Because we have so many new participants here today, I thought it would be good if we went around the table and have each individual indicate their name and also their objective as far as being here at the and participating with the Standing Advisory Group. For board members, PCOB board members and staff, you can just indicate your name and your role here at the board. But I thought that would be a good way just as a get people talking and introduce themselves and would be particularly helpful for the new members. So I'll turn to my left with Greg Skates.
Greg Skates with the Office of the Chief Auditor at the PCOB.
Good morning. I'm Gary Kabrick, Chief Accounting Officer at Xerox, and I'm here and volunteered to be on the SAG because, well, representing the preparer community, try to bring a reasonable balance between an audit need and a preparer process capability such that we get a sort of a reasonable middle ground for whatever standards emerge.
I think we skipped one of our own people. We need
Aiko Piles with the Office of Chief Auditor.
I'm Jeff Mahoney. I'm General Counsel to the Council of Institutional Investors. We represent about 130 public union and corporate pension funds that have about $3 trillion invested in the capital markets. That's why I'm here.
My name's Tom Teft. I'm the corporate controller of Medtronic Incorporated, a medical technology company based in Minneapolis. Like Gary, here to represent the preparer community, and like to think with the combination of many years as a preparer as well as previously as an auditor can provide a balance on both sides of things.
Hi, I'm Sharon Firestein. I'm a partner at Marks Paneth & Schroen. I spend most of my time working with attorneys on securities class action suits on, from the plaintiff's perspective, so I thought that would be a good addition to the group.
I'm Dan Gelzer. I'm a PCAOB board member.
I am Ted White. I'm the chief operating officer of Knight Vinke Asset Management. I have a background in the public pension fund and asset management.
I'm Liz Fender. I'm a consultant with a company called Governance for Owners, and I also have a background in standard setting and auditing, so I'm here trying to represent the public interest broadly.
I'm Steve Rafferty with BKD. We're an accounting firm with about 30 offices in 12 states. We audit about 85 issuers, so I hope to share the auditor's perspective, particularly as it relates to smaller issuers.
I'm Joe Carcello. I'm the Ernst & Young Professor of Accounting at the University of Tennessee and the Director of Research for our Corporate Governance Center there. I wouldn't claim to speak for the academic community. No one speaks for them. I think I'm here because I have a deep interest in audit quality and what's best for the public interest and try to represent that point of view.
My name is Randy Fletchall. I'm with Ernst & Young. And I've been fortunate to be a member of this group since its formation, and I found it to be just an excellent forum to get many, varied views on a whole host of issues that we hope will improve audit quality.
Good morning. I'm Gail Hansen. I'm the Deputy Executive Director for the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. And while I've been an auditor and a preparer, right now I'm serving as a representative for investors.
Jim Schnurr, partner with Deloitte & Touche. Would intend to bring perspective from, you know, a large public accounting firm dealing with, you know, all sorts of clients, multinational and mid-sized clients.
Bill Gradison, a member of the board.
Hal Schroeder, I'm a former partner at Ernst & Young, and last 10 years I've been a portfolio manager at Carlson Capital, manage money for endowments, universities, pension funds, mostly institutional investors. We rely very heavily on the accuracy of financial statements, so we're very deeply interested in this process.
I'm Galen Hansen, a quality control partner for Earhart Keefe Steiner & Hotman in Denver, Colorado. We have about 40 publicly held companies that are issuers, and so I would have an interest in some of the perspective of a small firm and small filers. I'm also a member of the Colorado State Board of Accountancy and a board member of the National Association of State Boards of Accountancy, and have a strong interest in serving the public interest.
My name is Bill Miller. My responsibilities have changed since I first joined this board. I'm now the Deputy Director of Investments, responsible for internal management of equities and fixed income. We have assets in excess of $55 billion. I also bring, besides just the investor perspective and my interest in investor protections and safeguards, I also serve on some outside boards. I'm involved on the audit committees as financial expert. I've also bring an international perspective, having had a leadership role in developing, designing, and implementing the Dubai International Financial Center or Exchange.
My name is Shelley Stein, and I've been on the SAG with the one-year break since inception. As a member of the profession, as Mark calls us, I find these very useful meetings. While it's educational for the PCOB, it's also educational for us to hear what different constituents feel about the proposed standards that are out there. At the same time, it gives us an opportunity to explain what we can and cannot do. So I think it's an educational process all the way around the table, and I look forward to these meetings.
I'm Harold Monk. I am an observer to the SAG. I currently chair the Auditing Standards Board of the American Institute of CPAs.
I'm Arnold Schilder. I'm the new chair of the IAASB since the beginning of this year, succeeding John Callas. Before that, I've been educated long in the public interest because the last 10 years I was on the board of the Dutch Central Bank as a banking regulator. Before that, I was 26 years with PricewaterhouseCoopers, and my first study was theology. And during the last 10 years, I was also for 3 years a member of the Public Interest Oversight Board, and it's really a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
My name is Paul Beswick. I'm an observer representing the Securities and Exchange Commission.
I'm Wayne Carnall. I'm the chief accountant in the Division of Corporation Finance, and we're the group that's responsible for reviewing the 12,000 or so public companies, and I'm also an observer.
I'm Peter Prostakis. I'm on the staff of the FASB. I'm here to provide an update on the Going Concern project and possibly some information on the Fair Value project.
I'm Bob Dacey. I'm the chief accountant at the U.S. Government Accountability Office. We're an observer at PCAOB. We appreciate being here. And we're certainly interested as a standard setter for government, trying to coordinate to the extent possible standards across the two organizations. Thanks.
Larry Salva, I'm the Chief Accounting Officer at Comcast and previously was a partner with PricewaterhouseCoopers, here to provide input, hopefully to improve audit quality in the public interest.
Sam Ranzilla, a partner with KPMG. Interested in driving audit quality through improved auditing standards.
I'm Doug Anderson. I'm the corporate auditor for Dow Chemical Company, coming at this with a combination of both representing an issuer, but also one as an internal auditor, very involved in audit methodology and audit quality.
Steve Harris, board member.
Hi, I'm Peggy Foran, and I'm general counsel of Sara Lee. When I joined SAG, I was with Pfizer. So the way my mother says it, she was in drugs and now she's in cheesecake. And I figured it was early, so we needed a little humor. But my specialty is governance and securities law, and I'm here because I really am passionate about quality and the integrity of our systems. And I'm learning a lot, and you know, hopefully I have some experience that will be helpful.
Good morning. My name is Bernard Jarvis, and I'm the Chief Financial Officer of the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies here in Washington. It's a public policy and research organization. I also serve on the board of several nonprofit organizations with duties on both the finance and investment committees. And I'm, in addition to having a great interest in accounting and auditing standards, I'd like to represent the interests of the public in general and investors.
I'm Jim Cox. I'm a professor at Duke Law School. For 4 decades, I've been writing and researching about the social welfare implications of disclosure practices, so natural for me to have an interest in assisting and being a participant in this body. I'm also a member at Duke of both our audit committee of our management board for our endowment and also our university and audit committee. So I'm an indirect consumer of the work here.
I'm Jamie Miller. I'm the Controller and Chief Accounting Officer for the General Electric Company. I was previously with 2 other public companies and a Big Four firm, so like Tom and Gary, bring perspective as a preparer and also as a previous auditor.
Mark Olson, PCAOB.
My name is Kurt Schacht. I'm from the CFA Institute, the Chartered Financial Analyst Group, and one of the main user groups of financial reporting.
I'm Vin Coleman. I'm the managing partner, and I lead the National Office of PricewaterhouseCoopers. I'm the one responsible to come up with points of view around a lot of what we discuss here, and here to try and help the quality of auditing standards. And I have been here for a number of years and think this is a very good forum for different points of view.
Good morning. I'm Charlie Niemeyer, PCAOB board member.
I'm Greg Jonas with Moody's. And I hope to bring counsel from the perspective of financial analysis. quality auditing is critically important to what we do, and we have a great interest in.
Good morning. I'm Paul Sobel, the Chief Internal Auditor for Merit Corporation, a public company based in Atlanta. I also serve as the President of the Research Foundation for the Institute of Internal Auditors. And I think my primary objective is to bring risk management and internal control perspective to this group.
Wayne Collins, National Director of Assurance, BDO Sieben. We have about 350 publicly held companies, and I'm here to share the perspectives of that kind of background and learn from others with the objective of driving audit quality.
Good morning. I'm Warren Malmquist, and I'm the Chief Auditor for Molson Coors Brewing Company. I did not bring any samples for breakfast. I'm often asked that question. I'm here to present the interests of both PREPARE and then also as an audit committee member for our state's public employee retirement fund.
Good morning. My name is Bella Rifshin, and I'm with the Office of the Chief Auditor at the PCAOB.
Okay, and I know we had Ian come down. Ian, can you just briefly introduce yourself?
Well, good morning. I'm sorry I'm late. I was doing my tax return. But I'm with the Department of Labor. I'm the chief accountant at the EBSA, the Employee Benefit Security Administration, that oversees the nation's pension system and health plans. So if you are hopeful of getting a pension one day, be nice to me.
Thank you all. Thank you so much for introducing yourselves and sharing that information. With that, hopefully we're ready to get into the agenda. Just want to talk about the agenda since we did reorder it yesterday, which hopefully all of you are aware, but just to be clear, we did reorder the agenda so we could have the emerging issues discussion after lunch. One emerging issue we've been hearing a lot about is the one involving fair value, and specifically the FASB's proposals regarding one, determining whether a market is inactive, and the other dealing with other than temporary impairment. The FASB is meeting right now, this morning, re-deliberating those proposals. So we thought really that the best time would to have that emerging issues discussion after lunch. Just to be clear, the FASB is responsible for setting accounting standards. Our role, on the other hand, is setting auditing standards. And certainly one of the auditor's responsibilities is to make sure that the financial statements are presented in accordance with the appropriate framework. And so for many public companies, that's one promulgated by the FASB. So we will have the emerging issues discussion after lunch. That has caused several things to change. So that people can be prepared, we will be providing copies of anything that the FASB issues publicly today. So we will have copies made available so people can go through that during lunch so we can have a more informed discussion. And really our focus there is with respect to those proposals or however they become finalized, what, if anything, should the PCAOB do with respect to its standards or guidance or otherwise that may be helpful. So as far as the agenda, what we'll follow today from 9 to 10:30, or in just a few minutes, we'll start the discussion on engagement quality review. Then 10:30 to 11, we will have a break. Then from 11 to 12:30, we'll have a discussion on audit confirmations. Our lunch will be 12:30 to 1:30. Then we will have the emerging issues discussion from 1:30 to 2:30, followed by a break from 2:30 to 3. And then our last discussion of the day will be a panel discussion on going concern from 3 to 5:15, and then wrap up with a 15-minute wrap-up at the end. So with that, I'd like to move to the first item on the agenda, engagement quality review, and I'll turn that over to Greg Skates, who will lead that discussion.